堂听 class.com。
Unit 5, Home Computers, Part 1, Section 1.
That's wonderful. That's very good.
You've got one, haven't you, Annie?
Yes, I have.
Well, how'd you find it?
Round
the corner, through the shops.
I'm not sure it's really me, somehow.
Oh.
Well,
just your style.
Well, home computer owners fit into three main categories, you see.
Yes.
There are the earnest ones, the games players, and the practical ones.
Oh, yes. What do you mean?
Well, earnest ones, they sort of work away at learning how to program the thing for themselves. Then games players, they get hooked on playing those silly games you can buy and don't do much else. I call them silly games because I'm not coordinated enough to be good at them myself. Then, thirdly, the practical ones, and that's me.
Oh, yes.
I don't use the computer very often, but I have worked out some ways in which it can be helpful in everyday life.
Sounds more.
Well, I started off as an earnest computer owner, but I gave up being like that because of lack of success with programming.
Like with the games.
Exactly. Well, you know how easily I give up. But this time, it was going to be different. I tried and tried, but I had so many disasters. I blamed it on the instruction book. It was awful, not clear at all.
Disasters, eh?
Well, yes, you know that I had that Italian exam to take.
I remember.
Well, I'd read a lot about how computers were useful in language teaching for giving boring but necessary grammar practice. Well, I had to learn a lot of Italian irregular verbs.
Sounds lovely.
So I decided to try and write a program to help me. Well, actually, what I did was I tried to adapt a program for French verbs found in a computer magazine.
And the computer didn't like Italian as much as French. Didn't work.
No. Well, in a way it did, but not as I expected. I just couldn't get the program right. The verbs kept appearing on the screen, but jumping all over the place. It was quite alarming, really.
Sounds like space invaded to me. What happened?
Well, I tried again and again to get the program right. I kept altering it and testing it, which meant typing in all the list of verbs I wanted to learn each time I tested.
Cool.
Well, the result was, the program never came quite right. I gave up in disgust. But, after all those repetitions, I found I'd learnt the verbs perfectly. It was nothing to do with the bloody program. It was just all those hours spent trying to sort it out.
Section 2.
So now you've stopped being earnest and become practical, have you? What does that mean exactly, by the way?
Well, it means I've stopped trying to invent my own programs and I've started buying other people's. Well, there are thousands of programs on cassette in the shops. I've found three in particular that have made my life easier.
Oh, yeah? What are those?
Well, so far I've collected a tape that lets me store things like names and addresses and phone numbers or references to books and articles. I think that's called Datafile. Then there's one that helps me work out personal finances.
Oh,
that's
like
wonderful.
Right.
Taxes, bills, you know. It's called the Home Calculator. But the best buy so far is a word processing program. It's called the Writer. That lets you type a letter or anything you like, just as you would normally, only it appears on the TV screen first.
Cool.
Then you can look at it and make adjustments on the screen or correct mistakes, of course.
Oh,
but you can also delete whole chunks. You can move the position of whole sections and change the layout. Have a wider or a narrower margin, you see. It's only when you're quite happy with it that you need to put it onto paper, just by pressing one key. Then the whole perfect finished product is printed out.
Oh, how wonderful.
It is, it's fantastic. Not just because you can save paper and time, but because it's so fascinating that you spend hours on things that would normally you get bored with very quickly. And the appearance is fabulous, contrary to what some people would think.
Oh, yes, I thought. Yeah.
Goodbye to all those disgusting drafts, you know. Well, I know there are dire warnings about spending too much time crouched over a computer keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
They say it's bad for your eyes and bad for posture.
Yeah, it's the same with a typewriter, isn't it?
Well, yes, bad for digestion, you know.
Digestion?
You find that it saved so much in time and frustration using other people's programs, not your own, of course, that your blood pressure must at least benefit.
So, are you going to have another go at doing your own programs now?
Oh, no, not for a long time. I'm quite happy being a parasite.
You lazy thing.
Part 2, Section 1.
Well, I think home computer owners fit into three main categories, really. The ones I call the earnest ones, the sort of people who work away at learning to write their own programs, who really want to know how the computer works. The ones who end up mainly playing silly games on the computer. I say silly games because I'm not coordinated enough ever to do well at any of those sorts of things. I'm just useless at the games. And the ones I call the practical ones, and that's me, who probably don't use their computers very often, but they've worked out a few ways in which the computer can help them in their everyday lives or with their work, perhaps. I've had my computer about 2 years, and I haven't really used it that much. I started off as an earnest owner, but I very quickly gave up that attitude because I just wasn't doing very well with the programming. Of course, I blamed it on the instruction book, but I had so many hilarious disasters with my attempts to program that I gave it up for a while.
It's always the program that got away, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. And the trouble is, unless you have a deep understanding of what's going on, well, in my case, the only way to see if the program you think you've written is working is to try it out, which means doing it, typing it again and again into the machine and then running it to see if it will work. So you can spend hours doing this. One example is I tried to write myself a program that would help me learn some Italian verbs, because I'm interested in learning languages, and I actually had an Italian exam that I had to take, and I knew I would have to know the past tense of some particular verbs, which were irregular ones, and so I thought, well, it would be more amusing if I could write myself a program so that I could have the infinitive of the verb would come on the screen, and then I would type in what I thought the past tense was, and the computer would tell me if I was right or wrong. So it would be a sort of game, but an educational game. I found a similar program in a computer magazine, and I tried to copy it or adapt it, but I just couldn't get it right. And the idea was that the infinitive of the verb would come on the screen, and then I'd type in the answer. But there was something terribly wrong with my... I don't know, because it was getting quite frightening, because these verbs were appearing on the screen anywhere. I didn't know where they were coming next. They were jumping all over the screen. And then I would put in my answer, and the answer would jump all over the place. And it really was... it was getting quite alarming. And, of course, I was doing it again and again, trying to get it right. And, of course, the result was that I repeated these verbs I was trying to put in to the computer so often that by the time I'd done it for several hours, I'd learnt the verbs anyway. So I didn't need the program. So I thought it would be quite a good idea to write an article for a language teaching journal pointing out how much you can learn from your computer just by being useless at writing programs for it, because I certainly learnt my verbs that way.
Section 2.
So, after a few experiences like that, I gave up being earnest and trying to write my own programs and decided to become practical. And I simply bought cassettes of other people's ready-made programs for purposes that I thought would be useful to me. Of course, you're rather limited to what actually is available on the market, and you may not find exactly what you want, but I've got three commercially available programs which have actually made my life easier in quite a number of ways. So far I've got a tape that lets me store information, things like names and addresses or references to books and articles, and in an organized way, rather as if you were doing it on file cards. It's called data file, I think. I've got another one which helps me with my personal finances, calculating taxes, adding up bills, keeping records of bills, electricity bills, things like that. That's called the calculator. But my best buy so far has been a word processing program. I think that's called Writer, just Writer. That lets me type in a text just as I would on a normal typewriter. Only, of course, it comes up initially on the TV screen, not on paper. And then I can play about with it. I can change it. I can move words around. I can correct mistakes. I can even move or delete whole paragraphs. Or if I want to, I can change the margin or the numbers, or the numbers of letters in a line. And it's only when I'm quite happy with my text that I need to print it out actually onto paper. And that's fantastic for me, because not only have I saved about a ton of paper, because normally I'm a really very untidy writer. I do things again and again, and I cross things out, etc. But I find the process absolutely fascinating. I can sit for hours in front of the screen just working on something that I get bored with normally. It's quite a hypnotic effect, because you have all that power over what happens on the screen. And once you've changed something, there's no messy correction or crossing out. It looks all beautiful and very satisfactory. And I'm sure that I'm motivated to do much more work on any article or letter that I'm writing than I would just with a pen and paper. And I'm sure the result in terms of content as well as appearance is always much superior to what I would produce normally. It's a fabulous feeling. You just press the right key when you're ready, and the whole thing is printed out, all neat and beautiful. It was quite expensive to buy the printer, which produces the actual printed paper version of the text, but at least it was goodbye to all those disgusting looking typescripts and drafts that I used to produce. I know there are dangers, and there are many dire warnings issued about spending too much time crouched over a computer. They say it's bad for your eyes, bad for your posture, bad for your digestion, you name it. But I find I've saved so much in frustration. I'm sure my blood pressure must be much lower while I'm working on something compared with the old methods, typewriter, correcting fluid, etc. I expect I'll get back to trying to do my own programming sometime. But at the moment, I'm just happy being a parasite, using other people's programs in a way that is actually helping me and saving me time.